Hi, folks. I'm Mary Vantall, and you and I have probably run into each other somewhere on some volunteer project, because obviously you care about our community just as I do. Maybe if you were here long enough, 40 or 50 years ago, maybe you helped found Friends of Gallatin Libraries in 1974, when the good old boy city commissioners absolutely refused to build a new library building. We had that 5,000 square foot Carnegie with a book budget of a couple hundred dollars a year. It was horrible. And they even criticized our name when they came and talked to us. One of them said, "Friends of Gallatin Libraries is a terrible name. You should get a better one." Eleanor Kirk, one of the sweet little women who helped us get the new library. She was part of the Kirk family who donated Kirk Park and the Kirk Nature Preserve out on South 19th. She said sweetly, "What's wrong with friends? Isn't it better than enemies?" But they were adamant and they would not build the new library. Finally, we got it on the ballot. We got a good percentage. And then maybe you were some of the people who helped me and two other challengers knock out those three city commissioners who were against parks, against libraries, against anything that would make Bozeman a better place to live. So I expect you're the kind of friendly person who might like to help with another project. Maybe you'll help protect our historic downtown, the heart of our community, the place I think that more than anywhere else in our county is the place where we can come together and strangers can smile at each other and become friends. I hope you, like me, enjoy our downtown and also see it as the place that can invigorate us all and come together even as we keep growing as a community. So now, today, I'm hoping, or whenever you listen to this, I'm hoping that you'll tell our city commissioners that downtown needs to be protected, needs to be the heart of our community as it has always been. History can help us keep downtown alive. Let me explain a little. Danger is threatening our downtown. Just this last August, a dozen or so food and retail truckers spoke at the city commission, demanding their constitutional right, in quotes, to use downtown street parking to sell their goods from. I was appalled at the truckers' attitude. I'd already had the misfortune to park behind them a couple of times when I came downtown. Their presence is dangerous in so many ways. The trucks are longer and way taller than our usual cars. When you're a pedestrian, you can't see around them or over them. They make it hard, even dangerous, for us to park. It's an impossible situation for us. And we already have scarce on-street parking. The truckers usually take up two parking spaces at least, and they're meant for shoppers, not for sellers. The trucks really destroy our downtown ambience because their height and their length actually make solid walls you can't see over or around. They actually destroy our interesting downtown vistas. You can't see across the street. You can't see who somebody who might be over there that you'd want to talk to. You can't see what business you might want to remember to stop and go into. And we already have a lot of traffic downtown, thousands and thousands of cars every day, including all the semis that roar through it, since it's also a state highway. Some of our peace and quiet is destroyed by more cars pulling up to the food trucks because they get a lot of people who come by car, not just people walking along the sidewalk. So more people get out of their cars, more people crowd the sidewalks, there's more litter, more noise, more close calls when we try to pull in or out of our parking places. And did you know that property taxes downtown are the highest, by far, of any in the county per square foot? Square feet and location in great part determine the amount of property tax that anyone, you and I too, pay. So the bricks and mortar shops downtown pay many, many thousands of dollars. The trucks with minimal size pay minimal, plus the lowest business license fee because of their smaller square footage, only $25 a year. How can bricks and mortar compete? They can't. Sooner or later, they'd lose to people who demand a free place to carry on their business. No one else has ever gotten such a subsidy. Why should they start? Then, too, the bricks and mortar shops worked and paid to give us the welcome we get downtown. Think of the Christmas stroll, the bite of Bozeman, the street trees, the Christmas decorations, the flower baskets, the special workforce that keeps downtown mostly spick and span, the art walks, the music on Main, the bridal walk, the Halloween treats for kids in costume, Easter treats, and so much more. Trucks have never paid for any of this. Food trucks should not park in our on-street parking. And I hope you'll tell the city commissioners this, because they do have choices, and they do have other places that they can go. There are examples already of this. The Wiser food trucks have already found good places to rent and park. The food trucks demanding to park in our parking spots are the lazy ones, I think, who haven't bothered to go and look for other possibilities. If they would start acting in the community's best interest instead of just demanding public street parking spaces downtown, not really getting what we might call a free lunch in order to compete with downtown. The main choice they could do, if they would do the research and work to make it happen, they could band together to rent private property like everyone else has done and have a food court. And all joined together, people would really flock there. They'd probably make a much better living than just trying to horn in on someone else's dedication to our historic connection to the early days when everyone said hello to everyone they met on Main Street. So please speak to the city commissioners. Tell them to protect downtown. Tell them the food and retail truckers are unsafe to the rest of us. They're dangerous to the heart of our community. They're dangerous to the enjoyment and friendly ambiance that we all share there. And be friendly yourself downtown. Smile at people. Say hello. Protect our historic downtown. If we can keep downtown a friendly, safe place, perhaps we can help keep Bozeman remain a friendly community, the kind of place where people meet, sometimes start talking, and in the case of some people, like myself, actually found our husband or wife. I think you can help us make Bozeman a great place. Isn't it worth keeping?